The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Matt Canada. Maryland visits Bowling Green on Saturday, a 6 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN+. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Thank you. Excited to come off a very good win for our program Saturday against a very good football team with Texas. I think our kids showed great determination and kind of the ups and downs of a football game. They came back and found a way to win. Had a lightning delay, and they stayed focused through that process. So really happy for our players and really everybody in our program. It was a big, big win for everybody involved, and really proud of them as a staff. We're proud of our players and everything they did. Certainly excited about playing Bowling Green on Saturday night. Very good football program, one that, have played multiple times at different places, and obviously, they came in and beat Maryland a few years ago here. So very important football game for our players, and we're excited to play them on Saturday.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts. We will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Nick Petorowicz, Toledo Blade.
Hi, Matt. This is kind of a rare opportunity for a team that's in the MAC. Whenever they get a team from one of the Power 5 conferences, it's always a big deal to the fans and to the players. What type of environment are you expecting to go into on Saturday?
Well, I've spent a lot of time. It's a tremendous league, and obviously I spent, a lot of time in Northern Illinois, so very well, know how exciting it is, know the history and the tradition of that league and certainly of that program and the job they've always done there. So I'm sure it'll be an electric environment, and we're certainly going to prepare for that, and we know we'll get their best shot, and it's going to be a very challenging football game.
And looking at your offense, a lot of what you guys do pre-snap, when your offense is going well, is the thing that you're after confusing a defense?
I don't know if that's the thing we're after. We're just trying to find the best way to gain yards, and obviously, we want to make a defense uncomfortable if we can. Obviously, you reference, certain teams go very fast to get a defense uncomfortable, and we sometimes go fast, or other times we do have some pre-snap movements. Again, I think it's all the same. So all looking for the same thing, just to get a defense to not maybe have their cleats right in the ground and just firing off on all cylinders. But it's nothing revolutionary. It's just a different way of doing it.
Thanks, Matt. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Don.
In terms of the resiliency the guys showed, the way they came back after having a big lead, then being down, as well as the coming back after the long delay, is that something, a characteristic you've seen? Obviously you've only been with the team for a few months, but is that something you've been able to see in terms of the way they practice, or just what they've been through this summer in terms of how resilient they are?
Yeah, I think obviously each team is different. Every season's different, as you've been doing it a long time too. So I think I don't know there's any certain sign you see. You certainly hope that's the case, and you see how much the players care about each other. And obviously the good football teams that a lot of us have been around is when the players take over and the players, play so hard to not let each other down. And I think that's a situation when you have a football team that's got a chance to have a good season and win football games that are close and tight. And I think that's what you saw Saturday. You saw a group of players that believed they could win. They believed in each other, and they were very resolute in the fact that they weren't going to give up, weren't going to give in, and were going to do everything they could to find a way to win the football game. And everybody wants to do that, certainly. Every team has the same wish. But I think it showed great determination by them. And, again, that's why we're all so happy for the players that they got to enjoy the success from that.
And just to follow up on Jesse Anabottom playing his first game, I know a lot was made about Kasim coming back from his injury and Piggy coming back from his. What did you see from Jesse, and do you see that he's close to being what he was, or is back to being what he was a year ago?
I thought he played well for his first game back. I know he's worked extremely hard to get back, and I know we were excited for him to play. Thought he gave good presence out there and did a good job with what we asked him to do, and I know he came out of the game feeling good, and that's always a concern, as you're mentioning, coming off something like that. So we were happy with where he was. We certainly hope he continues to improve like we hope every player does. But we're proud of him getting back and working and playing very well.
Thanks, Matt.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot. Have a great one.